You're listening to Last Word Radio, where you get the last word.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Running Wild Podcast. I'm your co-host, Rich. Alongside me, as always, my co-host, Runs.
Cheer.
I was waiting for like a.
I was thinking about this morning. I was thinking about like, all right, what other luchador like who has a chant? And then I was like, oh, I'll get the Chavo. Yeah. I'll get that. And then I was like, I forgot about it. Oh, well. So I just went back to, you know, Old Faithful.
All right. Before we get started, just a reminder out there. We are – you guys can find us on iTunes. You can find us on Stitcher as well under Running Wild Podcast. You can also find us under the Last Word on Sports channel on the iTunes, as well as the Wrestling to the Max. You can visit Wrestling to the Max Network for all their other wrestling podcasts as well. You can visit their page on Facebook and take a look at some of the cool things they have going on. They even do a retro pay-per-view analysis, which is as long as a pay-per-view, so I think that's really impressive. And if you want to contact us, you want to send us an email at runningwildpodcast@gmail.com. Also, you can reach us on Twitter at runningwildlwos. And I think that's about it. Have you got Peach yet? I don't know. Do we want to set up a Peach account?
I don't know what that is.
It's some sort of ridiculous new messaging app that's out there.
Oh, okay.
Kind of weird.
I'm good.
All right. So yeah. How about are we still on Tout? You guys can find us on Tout.
Never was.
I had Tout because I wanted to watch random backstage videos for 15 seconds.
Yeah. I had that other thing, Periscope or whatever.
That. Yeah. It's creepy.
I used it for like 2 days when I was stuck at your house and might as well have been in Antarctica. I had to find some way to just watch people do random things and entertain myself.
All right. So we have a lot to discuss this week. Obviously, there was the major news coming out of this week is the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, what a kickoff to 2002.
For a second, I was like, hold on. I'm not sure if you know this, but it's actually 2000.
I'm not sure if WWE knows this. Nah, but in all seriousness, I don't mind Triple H being the champion right now because, one, because of injuries, but two, because this is like a logical storyline point, you know? Like, they've been torturing this guy forever. They don't have anyone representing them because, you know, everyone is hurt or just turned on them, whatever the case. But who else would it be?
I mean, Sheamus is – I'm not sure if he was hurt at the Rumble, but I don't know if you saw today.
I think they – oh, I'm sorry. Continue.
He has a cast on his arm.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, apparently. Well, it's his birthday, first of all. Can you guess how old Sheamus is?
34?
He's 38.
Oh, okay. 38. So, I mean, wrestlers are old.
He posted something like, you know, perhaps celebrate. I celebrated so much that I woke up with this. And it's a picture of him with the cast on his, let me see. I think I'm trying to turn myself. I think it was his left hand. So
right, either way.
It's,
yeah, know, I mean, that would be bad if he can't do anything, but they could always work that in. You know, he could probably wrestle with it's not so bad.
I mean, Bob Orton had a cast on his arm for like 12 years, so.
Exactly. So it's perfect that he's in the stable, but, you know, it would be bad if Barrett and Sheamus are out, like, at WrestleMania. Like, Sheamus has earned some type of spot there, you know?
I mean, you know, I was happy with Triple H winning. I don't know. I started to, and I've been watching some of the old Royal Rumbles. And aside from Flair winning in 92, I don't know if there are a lot of surprises. Like, it's like, if you really think about who the big guys are, there's a limited pool of who's actually going to win.
And like, that's 100% accurate. Even in the Attitude Era, when there were 10 main event Hall of Famers, like, you knew it was coming down to one of three of them, you know? Sure. And then, even then, it wasn't always all three of them in the finals, so you would be able to figure out, oh, Stone Cold's going to win this, oh, HBK or Triple H, Lesnar, whatever, you know? And it's the same thing. Watching all those old Rumbles is, like, sort of depressing because it's like, oh, well, I know who wins this, and the entire, like, excitement of the Rumble is kind of seeing who's there at the end, who wins it, but it's always who you think is gonna win, you know? Like, there's a couple times when, like, with Jericho, when he came back and everyone thought he was gonna win, and Sheamus ended up winning, so okay, but for the most part, you know, we knew Triple H was gonna win, but I don't know, like, it was cool. But that's the thing, I wasn't like, oh my god, Triple H just won. Like, I thought how they ended it was really bad. Like, I hated that he just got on the apron and ducked and flipped Ambrose over. Like, come on. There was no struggle. Like, I know Ambrose was beaten down, but they didn't really fight. They, you know, it was kind of too easy.
I guess a way to put it is, if I was wrestling you in WWE 2K16 and that's how you eliminated me at the end, I'd be very angry at you.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, that's a cheap win. That's a cheap win. You should have at least hit me with your finisher.
Like, dude, give me the running knee and then a clothesline. Like, give me some physicality to get me out instead of just I'm supposed to believe that what Triple H was quick as a cat and flipped him out before he realized what was going on. No, because Triple H moved like a snail.
How did you feel? I mean, I actually thought a couple times that when it was down to him and Ambrose, I was like, oh,
this like not- is. Is Triple H going to jump out of the ring? Is you know, are they going to shake hands?
Yeah, I was really. I mean, we were live texting because maybe we should start to live tweet during a pay per view because, you know, all our followers want to listen to us, but not really. We were like live texting, and there were a couple times where I was like, "Oh man, like what if something different happens?" I was really disappointed though with freaking Roman Reigns leaving the ring.
I mean, okay. So firstly, like, I agree with what you said. You know, like, I liked what they did. I thought it was very smart eliminating Reigns and leaving your actual top babyface in there with the guy that you want people to boo. Because if it was Reigns, people would have just went crazy, even though they kind of still did, but they would have went even crazier for Triple H. So I thought that was a very smart move. But if they are not doing this stuff intentionally, or like, you know, if they're not planting these seeds, then they're just stumbling into something that whenever it does happen, you're going to be able to have whoever, like, or Ambrose just himself say, like, well, look, Reigns, you cost me, you know, you beat me at Survivor Series. You, I lost the title. Well, you know, whatever. The Rumble happened. I didn't win there. Then I had to face you at Fastlane and you beat me again. And, you know, there's three or four instances where Reigns has gotten the better end of an angle that Ambrose was involved in. So, you know, those are just building blocks to the future that can be placed if they need them.
It has to, so when you said that this would be like, this is almost accidental that they're building this story between them, it makes me think like that. And this, I don't know why this is the first thing I thought of, but when Earl Hebner was like bound and gagged backstage and the Million Dollar Man had ended up paying off Dave Hebner to do a quick count on Hogan when Andre was facing him Saturday night's main event to win the title and then hand it over to him. Like, it made me think, like, what if Earl Hebner was just sick and they're like, he's like, I can't go out there. And then Dave, they're like, all right, Dave, you go out. And then,
hey, you know what? I have a twin brother.
Wait a minute. We sent the twin out. We can do something with this. Like that. All right, way to go over the heads of most of the people listening to the podcast. referencing a random Saturday Night's main event from like what, 1988, 87, 88? Because the tournament was in 88.
That was, yeah.
Had to be like right around there, ready to be relevant, Rich. Yeah, no, I'm.
Well, yeah, so what was it?
The seeds. They have to be planting the seeds, and then there's like, always a threat that Rollins comes back. And
but you see, it has to be accidental because like every position is almost like because they had no other choice. You know, like right now everyone is hurt. So who else was going to be in that spot and the Rumble? There's nobody else that would have got that kind of babyface pop unless it was like AJ Styles or something. But they're not going to do that.
It's too early.
You know what I'm saying? But the crowd, that would have been the only other person that the crowd would have been going crazy for. So I don't know. You know, either way, it should work out in their benefit. And I think they mentioned this on Cheap Heat that somebody said that all they had to do was like make one little tweak and like just say Vince McMahon loves Roman Reigns, right? Which real life, 100% true.
Well, yeah.
And have Triple H and Stephanie be like the jealous son-in-law, you know, and like, oh, Roman Reigns could be better than me in the future, so that's why I have to stop him. Then you have a reason for all of this instead of just, you know, kind of, I don't like this guy. At least there would be some feeling and reason for, and there would be even bigger heels, you know?
I mean, I think the problem, the reason that they're, I don't know. I mean, I know I've been trying to be supportive of Roman, but I mean, like the most appealing he's been is when he just shuts his mouth and he's violent, yeah. And just that hasn't. He's, you know, he just seems, even in the build up to the Rumble, he just seemed like, okay, I got this, you know, and I don't know. I mean, maybe that's them trying to make him this face that's not scared to back down from anyone, but not winning. See, now that makes all those weeks I feel of him coming out and like being like kind of okay with it and not being more frustrated.
And that's the next part of this is that he has the John Cena reaction of just like, which, I mean, I don't know. Like, I understand the, you know, 100% you should be super angry that you just lost this. But as like, as that super cocky good guy, like you're always going to be like, all right, you got me, but I'm going to get you. You know what I mean? Like, you're always going to have that, like, play it cool attitude. You're not going to let the evil get to you. And then when you do, it's a huge deal. Like a Superman, okay, yeah. You know, that kind of stuff. So I understand. It does frustrate me sometimes because I hate that you're super happy. Like, I yell at my kids when we lose a basketball game and they're joking after. Like, yo, for real?
Yeah,
you
yeah,
just
yeah.
got... You know, we just lost, and you're having fun. They're like, what do you want me to do? So I understand it. But at the same time, I get where everyone's coming from.
I mean, is there – do they – all right. So now I guess – do you want to finish discussing Rumble before we get to Raw? Because I feel like my
– I mean, all right. So, yeah, the other – I mean – good things about the Rumble were, okay, first we'll just get this out of the way. R-Truth with the Money in the Bank, it was, I mean, just pure gold. I don't care if it was stupid. I don't care. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I haven't stopped praising R-Truth. I mean, I've been rooting for R-Truth since before he started being kind of funny this way, just because I think he's, you know, one of the youngest brothers to step foot in this game.
You started liking him with The Miz, and yeah. Then Lil Jimmy is where. So it's not like you've been an R-Truth fan since Kate Quick.
Well, no, I did like.
I mean, yes, but not this way.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I mean, I definitely lost
respect for him. We both enjoyed the Road Dogg and Kate Quick music. You know, we both enjoyed that, but
get
not
rowdy.
On this. Yes, he's always been a ridiculous individual. But you know, first black NWA heavyweight champion, by the way, which is wow.
That's wow. That's right.
Yeah. I mean, just It's crazy. It's crazy. Absolutely bananas that that is your first guy.
Like when
like
you
that
think
it took you that long is really bad. But secondly, like
especially when Ron
that
Simmons,
he is the first guy. Wow.
Like Ron Simmons is still holds up. Like even though he, you know, he became part of a tag team and he was crazy, like Farouk in that weird costume. Like I still think that when you say Ron Simmons was the first WCW, you know, the first African American WCW heavyweight champion, you're like, okay, yeah, Ron Simmons, he was a big deal. Like what?
No. Ron Killings, the rapping guy. Yes. Yeah.
Oh, I just realized Ron's. Oh man, look at that, Ron Simmons and Ron Killings. I wonder. It's like a little connection there.
What do you? Well, I think Ron you Simmons, might have just gotten confused.
No, Ron Killings and Ron Simmons, right?
Who was the first black champion?
Ron Simmons.
No, R-Truth was the first NWA.
NWA, but the first yes. WCW black champion was.
Okay. I was talking about NWA.
No, I know, but I was making the comparison that like Ron Simmons is like when you look back at him being the first black champion in WCW's history, and it was a much, you know, of it was a lot longer ago. Sorry, I can't speak this week.
I didn't know, he went back
in the early 90s, like 1993 or something like that, you know?
See, I didn't know that that was the case, so that's where I was confused, because you didn't say that, you just started talking. So,
so I'm comparing the two of them, saying that if you look back at it, he has more.
It's a little racist. No, I'm just kidding.
And then the fact that they both have the name Ron is like, whoa. That's kind of
Simmons Killings. Okay, anyway, now back to current day stuff. So then, obviously, the debut of AJ Styles and man, I was so bummed that his Titantron said, "I am phenomenal." Like, wow, we should have guessed it.
Why
it was too obvious.
Yeah. I still think
it crossed my mind, but I was like, "Nah, you can't do that."
I really still
the phenomenal one, like you know.
I wish his song was still AJ.
Just for the first time ever in a Royal Rumble, the announcer introduces someone. Coming to the ring from Savannah, Georgia, AJ Styles. Wait, what?
No, but I was really excited about it. I mean, I thought he had a really good showing in the match. I was excited to see Owens throw him out, you know, plant the seeds for down the road at some point for those two to square off. I mean, you can have a very indie WrestleMania.
If you so choose, yes.
You know, if you wanted
to. We'll get to that in a second. But I love the debut. I loved how it kept coming back to him and Reigns, you know, for a little while. And it would have been cool if that could have happened towards the end. But, you know, obviously, I'm not upset about it because he had a great showing. Obviously, the interaction with Owens. So now that can lead you into what you're going to say. But if we have, like, Balor and Styles and then Zayn and Owens and, like, oh, my God. If only you had Rollins, Cesaro, it would just be ROH, you know?
I can't wait. First of all, seeing Kevin Owens eliminated by my boy was very exciting.
I mean, what kind of a man, you know, comes in the match and attacks a guy who's been in there for 15 minutes or 10 minutes, whatever it's been. You know, he just had a last man standing match tonight, 2 hours before. Well, you know, all right, big deal.
No.
Great job. Touche. Yeah. Congratulations. You eliminated a beaten man.
Good. The rules are clear. The rules have clearly stated that it's every man for himself at any time.
Kevin Owens
wasn't prepared enough.
So you might as well have eliminated Santino. It's, you know, Kevin Owens was hurt. Banged up, man. He was a beaten man.
I really hope that they can
just eliminated AJ Styles. You know, but anyway, I mean, that was phenomenal. I loved it. It was great. Made perfect sense. I was super hyped to see Zayn in the Rumble because he I never thought of. I didn't really think about it. I didn't think he would be there. You know, so that was cool.
I'm seeing the results, and I guess everything blends together so much. So I don't care. I'm just gonna say it. Zayn losing, or the what's going on with Zayn and Joe going for the title? Do you think it ends up that Zayn gets called back up to the main roster to feud with Owens? Because like he can't attack. Like realistically, he can't just come out and like something has to. He has to come out, and then Owens does something, or they get put in a match. Like he can't come out and just attack him, right?
No, but what if Owens shows up on NXT? Maybe at the live special, which is probably before Fastlane.
They announced that Zayn will be taking on. I don't understand this. I don't like this, but he's going to be taking on Nakamura at Dallas.
What?
Sami Zayn.
Who announced that?
WWE.
Did they really?
I'm not. It's from the tapings. The tapings were just this yesterday. I think they taped a bunch, and Nakamura. It says, hold on, let me click on it. What's it called? I think William Regal made the announcement that Sami Zayn is gonna because well, all right. So just spoilers. All right, spoiler alert. Whatever. I don't know if you guys saw the NXT this week. Sami Zayn and Samoa Joe were facing off against Corbin in a triple threat match for the number one contender. And Zayn had Corbin in a sharpshooter, and then Joe rolled in and put him in a crossface, and then Corbin taps out, and they don't know what's going on. They end up having they're going to have best two out of three falls match to determine who's going to be the number one contender. And Joe's going to walk away the winner and leaving Sammy with nothing to do. So Regal announced that Sami Zayn will be taking on Nakamura at NXT Dallas.
Wow. That is a bombshell.
And the thing is, like, Sami Zayn just came back, right? So I just don't see – Nakamura can't lose his first match.
No, but who cares? Sami Zayn doesn't need a win.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't need to build some momentum back up. I mean,
no, he's the ultimate underdog. A loss only makes him better.
I mean,
he literally doesn't matter. Like, he's more lovable. Like, all that's going to happen is they're going to have a freaking ridiculous match and just tear the house down, and no one's going to care who wins or loses. You know, like, oh shit, Nakamura did beauty. Yeah, who cares? He won, and him and Zayn killed it. You know, that's what it's going to be. Do we ever talk about Bayley winning the Bayley and Sasha match? No, just talk about the Bayley and Sasha match.
Okay. All right. Okay, I can see that because,
you know, like, it doesn't, and then Zayn can just move on, like, or whatever. Maybe he has a feud. He gets a win back. Maybe he turns heel or who knows.
Puts a mask on.
I don't think that would work. I don't think he could ever get that over.
Go.
I don't think the masked luchador gimmick works.
I don't even have a comment for that. So sorry, I jumped ahead to so many things. So I guess we should kind of.
Yeah, I have no idea where. So we were at Rumble.
We were at Rumble.
Yeah. So I mean, we finished the Rumble. Like Styles, Zayn, Owens. You know, good Rumble, solid match. It was cool. But then. We'll just talk about quickly. Just go out of your way and watch Owens and Ambrose. Ooh. I mean, phenomenal match.
Didn't you think that? Okay, so when they set up the tables.
Yes.
You know, I always get excited when these things happen, when they start setting it up, right? Because it's like this anticipation of, you know, it's not going to work right away.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so they're building to it. Did you think that just. Like, I thought he was going to do a move to push him through. Like, I thought that just...
Nah, I was fine with it because it's too dangerous to do a move. Like, he can't, like, suplex him or too much can go wrong, you know? So I was fine with that, and it was great because, you know, you forget about it once it's set up for a while. They're going through other tables and all that. And then he set the stuff up in the ring, and he climbed the ropes, and I was like, ah, the tables. And then that was it. He pushed him through, and I was like, okay. I'm fine. Like, Ambrose didn't beat him, you know, he just caught him.
Himself. Yeah, yeah.
He just caught him, you know. Great. Hey, touche. Great job by Ambrose, but it wasn't decisive or anything like that, you know. He caught him off guard. He put him through the tables. Perfect. So I was completely fine with it. It wasn't like Ambrose killed him to end the match, so he couldn't come back for the Rumble. So, you know, it was perfect. It was great. Like, he was trying to get up. He was trying to get up. He was, like, almost sitting up, and then that was it. Like, yeah, it was great.
And of course, we're the one match we're leaving out is the double crying match. I've never seen this happen before. As the consistent listeners know, my wife tends to get very emotional.
I'm sure she'll be happy about this.
During certain segments. So she hasn't been really – okay, she's a huge Nikki Bella fan. Huge.
If at any point Rich just stops talking, we'll know why.
Yeah.
Punch him in the face.
I'm actually trying to be a little
discreet
about this. I don't want her to notice. So, you know, she's been a huge Nikki Bella fan, and the Nikki Bella surgery is obviously crushing her, the next surgery. So she's going to be out for a while and, you know, very upset. So she's been kind of lost on who to root for. And during the match, Becky's underdog style somehow got to her because for some reason, not during the promo package, but during the match when Becky started to come back against Charlotte, she got overwhelmed. what's happening? And then this was Monday maybe. And then Sasha comes out.
I think it was Monday. I don't know. Either way.
This. And then Sasha comes out and like Charlotte hits her down. And then when Sasha battled back, there were more tears. And I think Becky's and
she just hates Charlotte. Man.
She at the end was like, she's like, yeah, she said she hates Charlotte. And she's like, you know what? I think Becky's my new favorite for now.
Oh.
So this should be very exciting.
Big declaration.
Very exciting.
So since you mentioned the Bellas, now I am willing to bet any amount of money that after WrestleMania, maybe a week or two, we never see Brie Bella wrestle again, ever. That's it. There is no way.
Yeah.
No way that she deals with her husband almost getting paralyzed and still fiending to wrestle and always telling him she just wants to have kids and stop wrestling. And now her sister having neck surgery and may never wrestle. There's no way. How does she do it? There's no chance. She'll be on Total Divas. She'll be around, whatever, but there's no chance.
You know, when they showed shots of like Nikki going to the surgery, sitting with her brother and Brie, I realized like for a very long time, they looked very different to me. Like, you know, at the beginning, they really looked like they were kind of interchangeable. And then it just became like very different.
Yes, yes.
But it's like when you realize when Nikki's not wearing all the makeup and she's not in a ridiculous outfit, they really
you don't notice.
You're like, oh, wow, you guys really
You're clearly twins. Yeah.
So, yeah, that was great. So I guess that's. Yeah.
So I don't think she has much longer, and God bless her. Good for you. Go, get out of here. Do whatever you got to do. But, oof, and that's tough. You know, hopefully everything works out for all of them, and you know everything's okay. But I would love to see them both back in the ring.
I just hope that Brian doesn't go to TNA or anything like that if he gets released, because wrestling.
He won't go to TNA, but like ROH 100%.
I hope so, because I can't. Him going to TNA is like when like a player leaves like the Devils and goes to the Rangers. Like it hurts me. Like it's like I thought you were. I thought you knew
better. You're better than that, man.
Exactly. Yeah. Like Bennett going to Ring of Honor doesn't. It's like okay, I get it. Or to TNA,
That's a step up, kind of.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. Like as much as I want TNA to be number two, I understand that they don't have the broadcasting power just yet. Hopefully this gets better, but Comet is.
But like I like the difference. Like I don't want it to look just like WWE or
TNA. I don't want it to look like WWE at all or TNA. I just want it to be on freaking TV that I can find.
Yes, not
at 11 o'clock at night. Why can't they find one channel that gives them an 8 o'clock time slot? Like why? One?
I don't know, man. It's wrestling. Then since the match is starting right now on the Royal Rumble that I'm watching, Del Rio and Kalisto, might as well just talk on for 2 seconds. Kalisto, new U.S. champ. And like I said, when we found out that they took the belt off of him, I don't care. I didn't care.
When a pay-per-view is coming up, all the guys from the wrestling department at Last Word on Sports, we all give our opinions, and then you never know which one of your opinions is going to be the blurb for that match.
Yeah, yeah.
And I got every other match right.
Except for the one.
Except for that one. And it was, but still, I think what I said holds true. I said that there needs to be more of a chase now for it to mean something.
Yeah.
And they did exactly the opposite.
Yeah, they just gave it to him right away.
Like, because now who does he fight? Who does he struggle against? He's the underdog, right? He can't
just... I think
just...
he fights Neville on SmackDown, which, okay, cool, but...
And what?
Neville, I don't know. Like, so is it just going to be like a undercard, straight undercard title now? You know, are we back to that? Because you killed Kalisto as the champion as soon as you took the belt off of him right away. And now you kill the next person. You know, like, that's the problem.
Who does he feud with?
Who knows?
Does someone just come out and bully him more? Like, I mean, is this like,
I don't know. Like, does he need to be the underdog right now? Like, does he need to face the Big Show and the Great Khali and Mark Henry and Kane every single week like Rey Mysterio?
No, I don't want that.
You know, like, I'm fine with him facing Neville and Tyler Breeze. And, you know, like, Tyler Breeze can bully him, or anyone can bully him because anyone is bigger than him.
Oh, maybe, like, Tyler Breeze says he's ugly because he's so ugly that he has to wear a mask.
He's ugly, yeah.
Or you're Ziggler, such an ugly, you have to wear a mask.
Anyone confused with him.
I know Rey Mysterio. You're no Rey Mysterio. I can hear something like that.
There you go. And Jericho can just have the exact feud he had with Rey Mysterio in WCW and WWE, just with Kalisto. Just do it all over again.
What did he used to call Juventud? I can't remember.
I don't know.
I miss all of his random... His WCW getting people's names wrong was my favorite thing in the entire world. And where's Fandango, by the way? Mandingo.
Who cares?
Well, he was on the stage. He was supposed to be... This is...
Yeah, but I told you right away that he wasn't going to be in the Rumble.
Yeah. I don't even see him a main event. I don't understand. I guess he's danced his way out of the good graces. See what I did there?
Yes.
All right. All right, so I guess that's Rumble, right? So we can just go to Raw.
Yep.
All right, so do we just start with the? I mean, the big announcement at the end. I don't know. The whole night was predicated upon the fact that the Authority was going to be watching to see people's performances to see whether or not they would qualify to be considered to be number one contenders. Or for the number one contender match at Fastlane.
Correct.
So you figured, and it was weird. So, I mean, you end up having at the end. They announced that it's going to be Roman Reigns versus Brock Lesnar versus. I'm blanking out right now. It's Triple Threat versus Dean Ambrose.
Yeah.
Now, I just don't. I felt like they just gave Roman Reigns the match? Like, if you really hate him this much and you're trying to F him over, why is he even involved? Why didn't he have to win? Like, why didn't he get the, like, if you don't win, then you're not in? Like, why didn't something like that happen? Why didn't he get a gauntlet match next week? Or why just place him in there?
They always have the best for business, blah, blah, blah. But if you're a Triple H, like, why would you want to face any of them? Like, why would you want to face Brock? Why would you want to face Roman Reigns? You know what I mean? So, like, Ambrose is clearly in there just to get pinned. So that really sucks for him. You know,
Did Wyatt attack Brock?
Sure. So let's say the Wyatts attack Brock. Like, does Reigns pin Ambrose? And then, like, maybe Ambrose, like, costs him at Mania? I don't know. Like, they have to do something, because if I just see Roman Reigns, like, easily win the title from Triple H to WrestleMania, it's going to be like, all right, well, that's cool. We're right back where we were 3 months ago. Now I didn't get any big payoff at WrestleMania, because they're still going to hate Roman Reigns and feud with him for the rest of our life. So, well, I don't know.
Yeah, there has to be a twist in here. It just can't be.
Somewhere, man, something has to happen. You know, I let Roman Ambrose is like, I let Triple H throw me out of the Rumble. I don't know. So they said that they were going to watch Monday Night Raw and evaluate, right?
Yeah.
So what did Brock Lesnar do during Monday Night Raw that landed him in this match? Like, why is the Elimination Chamber too much money to put somewhere and fly and build it? Because I don't understand why we don't have Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, Brock Lesnar, AJ Styles, Chris Jericho. Who else? Who am I missing?
Sheamus, whatever.
Sheamus, there you go. Like, what? Why don't we have six of those guys in an Elimination Chamber? Then at least you're putting Roman Reigns through hell instead of just a triple threat match with one of his best friends, so they can beat the crap out of Brock. And like, it's, I don't know, man.
And you know, Paul Heyman didn't want Brock to be in the Rumble because he was like, he's a prize fighter.
Mm-hmm.
He's a main attraction. Mm-hmm. You should just put him in a number one contenders match, you know? And that's exactly what happened.
Now, like, we're going to put you in the Rumble first, and then we'll put you in a number one contender match. Like, and I understand he has a legitimate beef, you know. I didn't really get eliminated. Someone who wasn't in the match threw me out, and I got jumped by three freaks, and blah, blah, blah. I get that. But now my beef with the Rumble part of Brock is that he just fucking left.
Why did he get angry?
Brock Lesnar does not just leave. Like, well, you could have at least had him try to do something and pull him and say, like, no. There's four of them, Brock. Not now. We'll pick our time. Like, they just were like, oh, okay, we're out. Bye. Never has that happened in the history of Everdom.
And then he doesn't come out on Raw for anything.
Yeah, so, like,
and then he just gets given the match. And then, so, like, I mean,
just have to cost him, or maybe, like, jump him from behind before the match. I don't know. They have to do something.
Like, eliminate him from the match?
I don't know. Maybe. Huh. It's one way. See, what I was thinking yesterday, and it would be cool if, like, WrestleMania was tomorrow and this happened, so it would be, like, a surprise. But, like, what if when they were like, all right, you know, no one really impressed us here tonight, you know, so maybe we just won't have a match. And then Daniel Bryan's music hits, and it's just the ultimate payoff of, you know, you screwed me forever. You held me out of action. You wouldn't let me come back. Now I'm finally clear, just in time to take that belt from you. And then boom, like WrestleMania. Oh, oh, a man can dream, I guess, huh?
I'm not going to lie. There was a part of me that, I mean, it's crazy because obviously he's not coming back, but there was a part of me that was just like, and I told you, like, during the event, imagine CM Punk just walked out. Like, that would be.
We both said it. If CM Punk came out, like, when it was number 30 coming, if we're like, oh, if CM Punk comes out, I'm calling out. That's it. Right now, I'm just, hey, tomorrow, I'm not coming to work. Oh, why not? CM Punk came back. Now, I would just write that. And for the reason, CM Punk.
I hurt my back cheering for CM Punk.
Yeah. Nope, just CM Punk. CM Punk came back. That would have been in pure chaos. Pure chaos. Yeah,
the building would have gone. And imagine it would have been even not better. But imagine Punk comes back and Reigns eliminates him to win the match. They would go.
Now, like, I don't know what amount of money or compromises or apologies, whatever has to happen. You know, he might be one guy that I literally don't see ever coming back. But if and when there is a time that he does come back, they better, like, Punk is good about it and so is Vince, but they better not tell a soul and just have that guy show up somewhere, and my God. Like, people will it might be a riot. Like, if say they do it, like, in Chicago or New York. Like, imagine they're in Chicago for whatever, SummerSlam, something, and he just shows up. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I don't know if there could be a bigger legitimate pop than
him. No, and it would be perfect because you can just, like, hey, Punk, you know, sorry, blah, 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 come back. and then he could just drive to the arena 10 minutes before he goes on. So I feel nobody would ever know. But
I feel like Vince calls him CM. CM. CM, come here. CM. What does CM stand for anyway? CM.
Man. That.
Because I wonder what they do, because I mean, Punk is like, you know, we just call someone a punk is weird, right? Like, Punk, come here.
Yeah, but like that's his name.
Yeah, but it's just, I feel like so that maybe to be more.
But Vince
respectful.
Probably does. Yeah, no,
see him. See him.
You think Vince cares about being respectful?
See him.
You know what I mean? Like,
All right. So what else happened on Raw? I mean, that's really the big.
I mean, like,
Rock. The Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah, you had good solid matches, you know. Like every Kevin Owens got a win. AJ Styles and Jericho was kind of just surreal.
Yeah,
you know, I was like, what? I'm watching. Like, first of all, I'm watching AJ Styles on Monday Night Raw, and now I'm watching him fight Chris Jericho. Like, wow. Well, I was a little worried at first with the promo when they were like, "Oh, tell us who AJ Styles is," because that's terrible.
Oh,
like, you know, that kind of question is horrible. Like, I'm going to sit here and just boast. I'm this good and I'm this and I'm that. But thank God, you know, Jericho just came out and, you know, was kind of a dick to him. So they, you know, great match. You know, I'm done with Jericho even doing this kind of stuff.
But you don't think I could see, I mean, it's too long, but I mean, I could see Jericho feuding with, I could see Jericho feuding with AJ Styles, having a WrestleMania match. No?
Ugh. But, like, I don't know, man. Jericho is just, like, I think Masked Man said it on Cheap Heat, too. Like, he was saying how, like, Jericho used to talk about, or in WCW, you know, Jericho is a great worker, but nobody would put him over. And, like, everyone would just always have to get their stuff in and whatever. And nobody would make him look good. And that's kind of what he did with Styles yesterday on Raw was, you know, get all his offense in and kind of like dominate the match. And then Styles was just kind of there. It wasn't the AJ Styles like highlight reel or showcase as maybe it should have been, you know?
Okay.
So like, but just, I don't know, man, like he hasn't done anything for me. I feel like he doesn't care. Okay, everything he's done has just been like, blah. And not even just because I'm done with it, just because it's just been bad. And so that doesn't hype me up. That doesn't.
But him as a heel would be more.
But he looks horrible. He looks out of shape. He looks just like distraught, like down on his luck. Like, him as a heel is always better. But I don't know if it would be good enough at this point. Like, I'm just kind of done with him.
I don't know. I have such a soft place in my heart for him. It's
I didn't care about him and Styles as much as I should have.
Okay. But, I mean, was there anybody that you would have?
Anyone. Well,
anyone? Anyone else? Like,
Styles and Ziggler. Styles and Neville. Styles and.
See, I think I'm over Ziggler the way you're over Jericho.
But at least I'm kind of over Ziggler too. But at least Ziggler tries. Like, you know what I mean? Like Ziggler puts people over. Ziggler sells for people. Like Jericho just was kind of a dick.
Since we're not following any sort of formal linear show type today, did you watch Right Along?
Yes.
What'd you think?
I'm supremely upset that it's 20 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
What the hell? And you're gonna put two car rides on there?
That's and you know,
10 minutes each. Get out of here.
I don't get it.
Give me 2 hours.
And going back
and let me watch the entire drive.
Going back and forth makes it feel like so much like they were cutting
yeah,
and pasting.
They cut everything. There was nothing entertaining to me. It really wasn't like I watched New Day's Table for Three. I saw what they said they do on the road, and I got zero of that.
No,
you know
yeah.
what I mean?
It wasn't.
You know, like Miz and Ziggler are like, I don't, first of all, I don't really care about. I care more about their real life conversation than I would any in character conversation.
Yeah, totally.
But like Ziggler's comedy stuff and like Miz was funny, but I don't know. Like it was good, but just please give me 8 hours of it instead of 20 minutes.
Yeah, I hope it gets better. I mean, I was really looking forward. This is we had been talking about
yeah,
just putting a
terrible.
Tape on what they're backstage
how you,
or whatever.
How do you cut 4 hours of driving into 10 minutes?
Yeah, and don't announce that it's a 5 hour drive and then show us 10 minutes. Like that's I would have watched an hour of both of them. I don't care.
I would have watched all 4 hours of New Day's drive. I would have watched every minute.
I mean, look, on Monday Night Raw, New Day, specifically Xavier Woods. I mean, if he hasn't, I mean, he's in my book, he's amazing. But during that Rock Saturday Night Live skit, I mean,
yeah. So I mean, now we can start talking about that.
So Rock calls Big E.
First off, he comes out and he like tells the Miz, he's like, "Oh, you look like a flying nun," and go park my car. Then he goes to the Big Show.
I felt bad for Miz. At first, I was like, first of all, I was actually legitimately angry at WWE.
No way, you bought it,
yo. When Miz got out, I went.
You bought it. Come on, dude.
Are you fucking joking me? I'm like, the guy's been away for 3 weeks.
Oh, man.
And
are you kidding me, dude?
And I like heel stuff, and I legitimately bought it. I was like, I cannot believe this.
Yeah,
and
like, then, okay. Like, he got out of the limo, right?
Great bought it.
He got out of the limo, and I was like, oh, that's brilliant. You know, it's The Miz. That's okay, great. And then, like, he started talking, and he's like, oh, it's been 3 weeks. And I was like, oh, he's, like, playing, you know, he's going to act like he's the – and I was like, yeah. They're not going to tweet about a superstar returning and it's you. Like, if you would have tweeted it or, like, somehow, you know, if you could have played that off. But the fact that they tweeted, they're not going to tweet about just The Miz coming back in 3 weeks. You know, nice try, but you didn't catch me.
I'm going to give myself a...
Oh, man. Yeah, straight up. Womp, womp, womp.
For really not... Yeah, and then the other limo
came out.
I
don't think we can continue having the podcast. Like, I don't even think, you know, you're qualified.
I was literally relieved that it was Rock.
I didn't know who was getting out. I mean, I figured it was The Rock, but I didn't know who was getting out of that truck when it pulled up. I was like, what the hell? The Rock drives that kind of truck? Like, I was like, is it Austin? That would be lame. Like...
And then his literal Saturday Night Live walkthrough backstage, where he just insults. I mean, the
Big Show stuff was priceless. The Lana stuff was great.
So Big Show's so good at crying.
Big Show is great.
So he's a face again. I don't know if you saw the SmackDown results.
Yeah. I saw
but
that.
He came out to save.
Joy, his 184th turn in the past 3 years.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, but the Rock's interaction was cool. It was good backstage.
Yeah, it was great.
I actually was like, I wanted to hate it. I wanted to be like, this is trash. And there were times where Rock came out against, you know, with Cena, and I kind of was rolling my eyes.
Yes.
I am kind of done with like the llama penis was just
It's funny because it's The Rock, but like I'm
but
with
llama
you. Like
penis?
When
like
when
I,
he,
it's funny. When
well,
he makes
I mean, it it's funny. I don't know. It's funny, but hold on. We'll get to the rest of it. But
okay,
I at first I didn't really like how he started off because he was just like, all right, yeah, here we go, yeah, boom, 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 and I was like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, what the hell is going on? And then like the Big Show stuff, I started cracking up and. The Lana, see, like, so some of the llama, see, now you got me saying llama. Some of the Lana stuff, and then the stuff with the crowd later on, like, I was like, yo, Rock, dude, like, calm down. Like, some of this stuff is just like, ugh, like, you didn't have to go there. You didn't have to say the DJ mustache ride. And, like, come on, dude.
Yeah, I mean, that was so weird.
You know, like, it's just a little too much. You know, you took a step
like,
too far.
When he said that, it made me feel like hearing my dad say that.
Yeah,
like dad, don't say that.
It's,
like,
it's
no.
Weird. I don't know. It was a little creepy, but it's still hilarious because it's The Rock. But whatever. So we get through all that, and now he comes out, and he's talking. He sees the four guys in the front row. Which do you know? Like that guy was playing up the Macho Man, like he was hyping the crowd and shit.
Yeah, I heard the cheering stuff. Yeah,
and then they escorted him out.
What?
And then they put them on the other side, so they weren't on the camera. And, like, they definitely brought them back and said, like, yo, cut the shit or we're going to throw you out. And then, and then right as they brought them back in, The Rock went and put them on TV and put Hulk Hogan on TV. So, you know, Vince McMahon was not happy about that. But what can you do? It's The Rock. And then he says, like, you know, this guy's smoking weed. Like, come on, dude. Like, yo, Rock, man. Stop.
Those guys, too much, man. And they, like, just those guys are weak. Like, they're as you get closer and you watch them, like, you see their costumes, like,
they were horrible, horrible.
I'd eight years old. No, between 8 and 12, I just, you know, I would flip flop between Macho Man and Hogan as Halloween, and I was, I have a picture where I'm a far better Macho Man at the age of 11 than this grown man is. Like, you're gonna show up, go. Yeah,
you gotta be, be on point.
Call your friend and borrow some volleyball medals and, you know, do something. Just really go in and dress up. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, you have no choice. But whatever. Their impressions were horrible. They just – they weren't good. So whatever. We can move on from that. And then, I mean, New Day, like, it's just – I just kind of want to put this in perspective here for a second. This is Xavier Woods, Kofi Kingston, and Big E Langston interrupting the greatest superstar of all time on the microphone. My, how far we have come. Wow. Because all three of these guys were dead and buried, and now they have the chance and opportunity to go out there and freestyle with The Rock. My God. Kudos. Thank you, gentlemen, for being you and being that entertaining, because I laughed more at them than I did The Rock, 100%.
I mean, so my favorite moment. Rock looks at Big E and says, "You look like something like the Hulk had sex with Steve." Urkel. He doesn't even say Steve; he just says Urkel.
Yeah.
All right, and then immediately, Xavier Woods accidentally drops the microphone, picks it up, and almost quietly just goes, "Did I do that?" And then they just go right, like, they ignore it. Like, it wasn't
a big deal. He just moved on.
It's like when you're playing a video game and they just have those little Easter eggs, like, yeah,
just an ad lib.
It's just for some people that get it.
Yep.
You know, a lot of kids.
Nobody else.
A lot of people didn't get that.
Nah,
Like, I couldn't. It was, for me, it was such a major moment. Like,
oh, immediately, I was like, oh, brilliant.
The only thing that would have been better if it somehow referenced Boy Meets World.
Well, whatever. But, like, the when he said penises and they were like, you can't say penises on TV. Can you say penises on TV? You can't say penises. No, you definitely can't say penises on TV. Like, New Day is just great, man. And, like, I can't remember specifically what they were saying. But, like, when they were like, oh, got him, got you, Rock, like, they're just phenomenal, man. Like, they're so entertaining.
Do you think Rock? Do you think they're gonna do something where?
Oh, I hope not.
Rock's in the Usos' corner.
I don't. I'm done with that. Like, it's over. Please stop having them fight. Like, I hope this was just like, you know, okay, the match is over. Yeah. Whatever.
He said, "I'll see you guys at Mania."
Well, everybody. He's gonna be there.
Do you think it was to the universe? It wasn't to, like, New Day?
I mean, he could see New Day at WrestleMania, but I don't necessarily think he needs to be, like, in a corner against them with the Usos.
What else does he do? He's not going to be the host again. He's just in a...
Who cares? He can do anything. He can cost Triple H.
That's crazy.
Who knows? Anything can happen. But
anything else on Raw?
No, absolutely not. It was just the couple, you know, good, solid matches. And then the main event being made.
All right.
Let me just address this first. My favorite wrestling episode of the week that I watched was surprisingly Lucha Underground. Okay, so you know the deal with the temple and all everything.
It's presented
as like a cool TV show.
Yeah.
Right. So now,
Super Spanish.
Remember the guy from TNA? Like Messias or Judas Messiah, he was like big brolic dude. He was with James Mitchell, and like they were feuding with Abyss. I don't know, whatever. Like he big scary looking dude.
Okay.
And like now he's Mil Muertes, you know, and he's the champion. So like I guess when you're the champion, you get to be like in charge.
Oh, nice.
So like he has like his woman, his assistant, whatever, like she's like the boss and she runs stuff, whatever. So they at first they have the Money in the Bank, which is the Gift of the Gods belt, right, that I showed you yesterday, which is cool.
No, that's really cool. Way better than briefcase.
Yeah, and he lost the – they had a match for that, and the guy who was holding it, Phoenix, lost to King Cuerno, who is like boys with Mil Muertes. So, you know, oh, you don't have to worry about me cashing it in kind of thing. And then the girl, I think her name was Katrina, she made a match between Matt Cross – remember him from Tough Enough, the M-Dog 420?
Yeah. Right?
So him, he's Son of Havoc, and he has like a black mask and this big beard. Angelico, this guy who is, he's kind of on TNA and with Global Force. Yeah.
That guy I know.
Right? And then they were in like a trio. They were the trio's champions previously, but they lost them with Ivelisse from, also from Tough Enough, the girl.
Oh.
Right? So they were the trios champions, whatever. So the woman made a match between all three of them, and the winner got a title match later on in the show. So Ivelisse wins. So like the crowd was going nuts, you know. And then like these dudes come out and they take Havoc and Angelico to the back. So it's just freaking Mil Muertes, who's humongous, against Ivelisse. And like, you know, she's kind of like fighting back. She like hits her finisher at one point and like the crowd goes nuts. She like moves away from a spear and he spears the girl and like, you know, he ended up winning, but then like he goes to hit her with his finisher again. And Prince Puma, AKA Ricochet, comes out and like saves her.
I didn't know that. Okay. That's awesome.
And then he saves her. And then this guy, Pentagon, who really looks super ill, comes out and like gets him where like he's on his stomach and like he has his arm like up in like a surfboard,
mm-hmm,
and he just like arm bars it and like, you know, breaks his arm.
Nice.
So like, you know, it was really a sick episode. Like the crowd was going nuts for Ivelisse. Like you really gotta check it out. The fact that like they just have the women in there wrestling, like it's pretty cool, you know.
I have to, I mean, the only I'm gonna take a look at it. I actually whatever. I saw some of season one, but just like not together. Like I just saw like I saw a Johnny Mundo match versus Alberto Del Rio. I like the way they darken. I like the setup. I mean, growing up watching Spanish novellas with my grandmother, like the owner, the way like it's so very much like actual television that it's crazy. I just wonder, and I mean, it's an interesting idea, but I just feel like we're at a point where wrestling is weekly, and it's just so weird that they go, they're on just and then they
the
go.
Season, yeah.
Yeah, you know, like it just doesn't.
I know
that they're going for something different, but I'm not sure if I'm completely ready. Like,
yeah.
So like you're getting into it. Like, at the end of the season, you're going to be like, I have to wait 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
And the other thing is like,
but at the end of season one, all other wrestling I can just keep watching, so whatever.
Yeah. But, I mean,
see, like, so here was, like, one thing that I was like, wait, what? So they have that whole, like, backstage vignette, right, which was, like, clearly, like, television studio produced, you know, like, little effects and stuff, whatever. So they have, like, a whole thing where the girl Katrina talks to Ivelisse and the other two and puts them in a match, right? So then they go back to Matt Stryker and Vampiro, and they're like, all right, oh, okay, Son of Havoc, here he comes. Oh, I wonder who his opponent's going to be. And then Angelico comes out, and they're like, what? Angelico, oh, my God. These two are friends. Now they have to fight. So, like, clearly they didn't know, you know, about it yet. Like, they just taped it after, and I was like, oh, but I just saw this. This is terrible. Like, you know, how do you not know this? But, you know, other than that, it was really cool. And, like, it you can tell it's hitting with – that like Mexican and Spanish culture, because kid at my job, like when he talked about it to me and when I talked about it to him today, like he doesn't get that hype talking about WWE. Like, he was like, yes, Lucha Underground's back. Yeah, I'm so hyped. And then, like, today when I was telling him, he was like, oh, what happened? Oh, yeah? Oh, so this shit? And, like, so he knew, like, he loves it. So, like, it was cool to see, like, you know, how much he's into that.
Do they have, like, so they don't have, like, pay-per-views, right? They just have, like, do they have, like, a
I
big...
I don't know, because I think they might just have, like, a big blow-off show, like, at the end. Because they had, like, they talked about,
the season finale.
Yeah, like they said, the Ultimate Lucha, and you know, that's where Mil Muertes won the title, and that's where this guy won the Gift of the Gods. So I guess, you know, you have that. And like at the beginning, they had like Vampiro was like in like a psych ward.
I can't. With
so like I guess like he snapped last season or something. So like he was in a psych ward and they were evaluating him, and it was like 6 months later, and it was really weird.
I can't with him. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, really, really good, and I recommend it. You know, if you're a fan of wrestling and you like luchadors and that kind of stuff, then, you know, check it out. Really, really good product.
Did you watch Ring of Honor this week?
No.
Okay.
I did watch TNA and NXT, though.
I will say that one of the things that makes this difficult, well, whatever, I'm crazy, is that we've been taping on Thursdays.
Yeah.
Even though you guys are listening to us on Saturdays, so... ROH does not allow me to watch their new episode until 10 a.m. on Thursday. Yeah, yeah. So I squeeze it in during my lunch break. Like I'm watching like little bits and pieces whenever I get a chance.
We might have to push back the Thursday anyway with school and watching all this stuff. So we'll see how it works out. It might work out better to do it Friday afternoon or something.
Friday night?
Anyway,
podcast night.
Either way, you know, it's still going to be released on Saturday. So you guys won't have to worry about that. We'll figure that out in our own.
So let's see, Ring of Honor this week. I mean, the big story really is just the announcement, the official announcement of the Triple Threat match for the 14th anniversary show over in Vegas, and it's going to be between Kyle O'Reilly, Jay Lethal will be defending also against Adam Cole.
Oh, shocker!
I know you. We said that a couple weeks ago. The one thing that was new out of the show. Well, so I'll touch on that right after, was at the end, Elgin had faced Jay Briscoe, and basically, he kind of whined at the end. He's like, well, you know, you always have someone watching your back, even though Mark did nothing. Like, Mark didn't get involved. It ended up being a triple threat match with Moose.
And, it's just what a heel does.
But see, I don't get... See, that again, that's what confuses me. Maybe it's just because I don't like him anyway, so I assumed he was a face. And he's like, well, you know.
Well, he was until, like, the Jay Lethal stuff, or, like, he started contending for the titles. Then he became a heel again, or, like, after he lost or whatever.
So he basically says that at the 14th anniversary show, he's going to have a partner watching his back, and it's going to be Tanahashi. So it's going to be them versus the Briscoes, which I'm like, I hope the Briscoes just demolish them. I was hoping that the Briscoes maybe at some point would be defending that the six-man title they won. What is it called?
Never open. Never. Or something. Yeah.
I'm just a little confused about what's going on with...
Hold on a second. If New Japan guys are coming over for shows, and whoever the guy is who holds those titles with the Briscoes doesn't come over and they don't defend them, that makes zero sense to me.
That's
like,
because
why do they have the titles?
Like,
if they're not going to defend them in America and make people know about them.
They have no NWA. They haven't had any New Japan guys. They're just announcing that these New Japan guys will be at.
No. Well, that's what I'm saying. If they're coming over for shows and that guy is not one of them, and they're not defending those titles, then that's really bad. If in those matches they don't work that out,
I don't understand why they're doing that at all.
Like, why would they be the champions then if they're not gonna promote them on ROH? You know, have they been coming out with those belts or anything?
Nope.
No, this is probably before they even won them. See this?
See, yeah, and you know, another weird thing. So during the while Nigel McGuinness is trying to announce who's gonna face Lethal. No, Lethal comes out, obviously, and Lethal wants to hear it in person, right? He's there with Tyler Hendricks and Truth Martini. So then basically announces that Adam Cole's the number one contender, and Cole comes out. And, you know, I know Kyle O'Reilly's supposed to be the face here, but it just It just seems like the crowd likes Cole.
Yeah, you and everyone else likes the other two guys better.
You know, he's like, of course I'm the number one contender, baby! You know, and I just love that stuff. And then Nigel's like, wait, well, you interrupted me too. And then Kyle O'Reilly comes out. And now, I know that they tape, obviously, more than one show in an arena, right? But they generally go about it going like, okay, next week the big main event will be this, right? So Kyle O'Reilly's like, but I can't wait until the show. I want, you know, to take on Cole tonight, right? And he goes like, you know, right, North Carolina, right? Don't you want it to happen here? And they're like, yeah. So then McGinnis is like, yeah, okay, fine. So he's like, I got a great idea. He's like, it'll be Lethal and Cole versus O'Reilly and Fish. But next week, right? So, like, obviously Kyle O'Reilly couldn't keep it straight that they have to be like, it's next week. Like, he was like, I want it right here tonight in North Carolina.
We'll still be in North Carolina, yeah.
You know, and, like, that's the stuff that I just feel like you have to be – I don't think NXT ever does that. Like, I've never
– No.
Maybe they edited it out. I don't know. But, like, I don't think that mistake happens. And that bothered me because – look, I read the results, but I'm really good at forgetting what happens. So, like, I can actually get into the match and just forget that I've read the results and just enjoy it.
Yeah, yeah.
When you do that, you take me out of it. And that...
Yeah, the stupid mistakes.
And my other thing is, what is Lethal going to do other than just continue to be really good and just always win?
Well, exactly. That's kind of my problem with him,
a face
signing with ROH is that it's just all right. Like, you know, what is he going to do? Is he ever going to be better than he is right now in the House of Truth and this character? Maybe, but I feel like sometimes you need to get on the bigger stage and change, you know, and be forced to change, or you just kind of get stuck.
I just don't buy Kyle O'Reilly as a legitimate top tier face.
Nah, I mean, he's a good wrestler. So, like, that's what ROH is predicated on, you know. But it'll be an awesome match, and maybe Cole wins by pinning O'Reilly.
I hope so.
And then Lethal doesn't lose, and you get – maybe Lethal turns face then, and, you know, who knows?
Yeah, I'm really excited about the way – I just hope that if Lethal just retains and then just walks away, something needs to happen. There needs to be a storyline with him.
He needs a challenger.
I mean – I don't know. I mean, you still have, you know, and of course, because of the way they cut everything out, like, you don't know what's going to happen with Dijak. I mean, he's now out of the House of Truth. He's this whole Prince Nana thing with the mysterious envelopes. They made no mention of it this week. So sometimes it just becomes a little difficult because the storyline is so spaced out from, you know, it feels like you don't see the storyline for another 3 weeks sometimes. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm still really enjoying the product. I still wish Carino was back, but, you know, Mr. Wrestling Number 3 is doing a stand-up job filling in for him. And, I'm really looking forward. I mean, I just feel like it's crazy that it's what – we're only – today is January 28th, so it's a full month away before we get to that match, and I'm
– Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's another thing that I hate about ROH is, like, I know about these main events 3 months before they happen, and then, like, by the time they happen, I'm like, oh, that's just happening now? Eh. Like, I was excited for it 3 months ago, but now I'm kind of just soured on it already, like, you know?
You have anything on TNA this week?
I mean, it was pretty good. It was all, like, you know, Matt and Jeff stuff. They had Feast or Fired match.
I never understood the concept behind that.
So there's four Money in the Bank briefcases.
Okay.
One is Fired. One is tag team title shot. One is X Division, but this time it was the King of the Mountain, and one of them is the world title shot.
I just don't get the fired one. Like, does somebody actually get fired every time? Like,
usually, yes. Like, usually it's someone who's leaving the company or whatever, you know?
Oh, okay.
So, like the last time that they had it, like, Robbie E held up, like, Angelina Love to get the case.
Okay.
And then it was fired, and he was like, no, bro, I didn't open it. You did. You're fired, bro. And then, like, you know, she was gone for a while. And, like, one time it was Chavo and he left. And this time it was Gredo.
Okay.
So he's clearly gone. But, like, he was great. Like, wait a minute. I'm really fired? Like, for real fired? Like, he was good. You know, he's really funny. So I was kind of sad to see him go. Because his humor is ridiculous, but you know, whatever. Other than that, Beer Money got a tag team title shot. Shocker. Eli Drake. I don't know if you know who that is. He's kind of a weird looking dude, yoked up, but he got the King of the Mountain title shot, and Drew Galloway, McIntyre, got the world title shot. So it was pretty like predictable once it was the four of them sitting in the room.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like, okay, who other than Grado is going to get fired? Like, this is a joke. You know, so whatever. It was an okay show.
All right. Let's see. I think
NXT had a good Zane and Samoa Joe. Zane, Samoa Joe, and Corbin. Good ending. Yeah, you know, Zane had the sharpshooter on. Joe slapped in the crossface, and you know, Corbin tapped out. Then it was cool seeing both of them. Like, no, I had the hold in. Then he tapped out. Like, no, he only tapped out when I wrenched it in. No, shut up. No, I didn't. You know. So you know, it was a good ending. They played it off well. I actually watched the Elias Sampson match this week.
Yeah.
And I mean, I just like, can we get rid of the bandanas around the wrists and maybe the jeans, you know, like just be a regular wrestler. And then I would kind of like you more because the moveset, the physicality was kind of there.
I don't know how much you despise jeans. I don't.
It's just like Ambrose is in jeans. The Wyatts are in jeans. I'm just kind of done with jeans.
Like, fair.
The Shield was in cargo pants, you know, like just wear tights. Just be a wrestler, wear tights, you know, like the bandanas I really hate. Just like the Wyatts wear those, get rid of those, you know.
I could see him doing like those. Did somebody must have already worn like weird leather pants.
Yeah, there you go.
Right, like because that could be like a Rock thing, right? He's wearing like leather pants.
Like Lodi. He could be like Lodi.
Yes. 100%. I think that would work.
Yeah, 100%. That would be fun.
We just made a loading.
Wear the leather pants and a white belt. You know, that's fine. Be like Fandango, just don't dance.
I hope I hope that guitar comes into play soon.
Yeah, I don't know. That's another thing. Whatever, make them different.
No one's ever had that gimmick, right? Like smashing a guitar over someone's head.
Nah, definitely not. Right. So then there was a couple things on social media. Stardust tweeted that Stardust is coming to an end.
Really? I missed that.
I don't know if that means the character, you know, I would assume, but I also don't know if I can assume that because it could just be a work and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but like he flew to New York to shoot some stuff with Stephen Amell. And then it got snowed out, so they couldn't film anything. So, like, I was wondering if they were just like, well, I guess that's a sign that, you know, we just shouldn't go ahead with this. Forget about it.
Well, Amell said he was going to donate money to charity. He was going to sell – he was going to, like, auction off his Slammy. And he called out Stardust and said, you know, I want to raffle this off for charity, but you know, as long as you give this back to me. So
when was that?
Just a couple of days ago, what I read was that like that there's a little kid that has cancer that they
I saw that that they like broke kayfabe for it. I saw that.
Yeah, and
I think but then I think it was after it was this week. It was or whatever. You know, he flew there on like Friday, Saturday. He flew to New York, and then it got snowed out, so he couldn't do the convention. Oh. And then, you know, then on this week he tweeted, you know, Stardust may be coming to an end or whatever. So I don't know if just like an end of his wits, and he's gonna snap.
Yeah,
or, you know, any you know, it can be any little twist.
He can be
he can know nonetheless.
He can do it forever. I mean,
yeah, but I mean, the character is kind of dying, so I wouldn't be against that. Then Alex Riley,
oh my god,
tweeted.
How long did he tan for? Did you see?
Well, NXT? he really looked weird, but I didn't mind his look. I kind of liked it. But it's just the grungy, you know.
He looks dirty. Like, tanned that he literally looks dirty. I
kind of like that look, you know, just the grungy hair and the beard.
I'm fine with it. It just disturbs me that I know his actual skin color and that it literally looks like they're like, all right, so roll around in some dirt. I don't know. Like he didn't shower for 3 weeks. He's just so golden brown.
I think it was when AJ Styles beat Jericho. Or maybe when they were just wrestling, or maybe when he was when he came out at the Rumble. I'm not sure. I think it was when he beat Jericho, though. Alex Riley tweeted, like, are you fucking kidding me? And then, like, mad people were like, oh, you're mad AJ Styles won, blah, blah, blah. And then, like, Matt Jackson posted a GIF of, like, all of them in the ring doing the suck it to Alex Riley. And I was just dying, like, ah, that's fantastic.
I won't even share my social media embarrassment this week, so I'll just
probably a good idea. And then one more thing that I got from wherever. On ECW Exposed, right on the network, there is a Cyber Slam 1996.
Okay,
and it's when Brian Pillman first shows up.
Right.
And like he's cutting like an ill promo, like, you know, typical Pillman craziness. And then Paul Heyman, Todd Gordon, and Shane Douglas come out. And they're like, you know, what are you doing here? You got to stop. Cut the mic off. Like, you know, call the police, whatever. And like Heyman and Todd Gordon are like all like, you know, up in it. And Shane Douglas is kind of just like lost. Like you can tell that he doesn't know what to do. Right. So then there's a point where Pillman is like pinned in the corner and Shane Douglas is like going over to him. And Pillman yells like, yo, it's a shoot. And like you can see it. Then Shane Douglas goes like back behind Heyman and there's like microphones. And he's like, oh, he's shooting. He's shooting. It's a shoot. He's shooting. And just like, yo, dude, like you just ruined the entire thing. Like the entire angle is now ruined because you just told everybody that this is fake.
Like, I have to watch that.
Yo, you have to because it was so phenomenal that he didn't know what to do. He was really like, yo, like, do I hit him? And then like when he went to go press him, that's when Pillman was like, yo, dude, chill out. And then that's when he was like, oh, it's a shoot. Hey, it's a shoot. He shoot it. Just like, oh, dude.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I always thought Shane Douglas was a little bit overrated. I always thought he was that great.
No, 100%.
There's a reason why Dean Douglas didn't make it.
Yeah. Lastly, I have a trivia if you're ready for that.
You got one?
Well, from myself.
Oh,
you're okay. Not going to get this, but.
Wait, but why is this? Whoa. Whoa.
I mean, if you get this, I'll be impressed.
First of all, it's a trivia segment. Okay.
Okay. Who eliminated Michael Cole in the 2012 Royal Rumble? Clearly, this was notable enough for me to ask you. So, like,
I know. Okay, so it's not going to be Swagger because they were together. It could have been. It's easy. Okay, so I think it's. Okay.
Just forfeit.
Why? No, There's no chance. Because, I mean, Booker T was in there.
No chance in hell. Oh, I'm sorry. I was just singing. Sorry. No chance.
Are you singing because you're trying to give
no
me a chance?
No. I'm just saying you have no chance.
It's not JBL. Cause that was the weird one where like they got up from the table.
Am I right? Yeah.
I mean,
King is in, yeah. Like, and then Booker goes in, and then they come back and sit down, and then Cole goes in, and like. This person gets him over the top rope, and then Booker and King throw, like, you know, just knock out his feet.
The person is notable. There's a reason why you would ask me this. Oh my God, 2012, so it's 4 years ago. That's got to be someone really random that you would just do that for me.
There's no way, bro. I'm telling you.
Is he on the? Is this person on the active roster?
No. Not in WWE or NXT.
Okay, so I'm thinking. I don't know why I'm thinking Evan Bourne. I'm just gonna go with Evan Bourne. I don't think.
Why would I ask you it if it's Evan Bourne?
Why would you ask me?
Yeah, like why would I ask you if the answer was Evan Bourne? Like, why would that be like important, or like why would I expect you to know that? I mean, you wouldn't know this, but like that Evan Bourne just literally wouldn't even be like. That's not even a question, you know.
All right. So why would you ask me? Like, you're gonna it's gonna bother me because I know it because I like the person. Is it R-Truth?
No, you don't like the person. You're along the same lines with R-Truth and Booker T.
Oh God!
Think a bigger version of Booker T.
Oh God! Is it? What's his name?
Nope.
What? Why'd you say no? So it's not. It's not Lashley. Elias Sam. It's not the Pope, is it? No. Elijah Burke wasn't there anymore. The Boogie? No. God, I can't. I
said a bigger version of Booker T.
It's not Stevie. No.
All right, are you done?
I'm done. I can't.
Karma.
That's not. Fuck, man. That's not a trivia question. That's
why I told you you were never gonna get it.
That's not even fair.
I'm curious because I was watching the 2012 Royal Rumble and Michael Cole came in and then everyone stopped and I was like, oh, who's coming out? And it was Karma and I was like, oh shit, that was pretty dope. All right, let me see if Richie knows this. So you know, there we go. That's how we get where we are.
I don't understand. We probably tweeted right before the show started about trivia, and oddly enough, nobody immediately responded to us.
So shocking, because everyone is usually, you know, on point with that.
All right. I'm going to a major event this weekend. You know what? I'll give us press. So for the two people to listen, there's a fighting.
Love you, Mom.
You know what the worst is? I realized that my father, and stat wife, don't even listen to it. They have no idea. Like when my wife asked me, "How do I listen to a podcast?" That's when I realized, oh my god,
you haven't been listening to ours for the past year.
Literally, not even like an extra subscriber. But this weekend will be a Fighting Spirit Wrestling show in Brooklyn.
Little bummed I won't be there in the front row.
Yes, we locked up, luckily, front row seats. It'll be the first
time. Me or you?
Well, it actually, I'm subjecting StatWife to the show.
Oh, my Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh.
She doesn't even want me to tell her how different it is from like she's just yes. like let me just go. Yes. She's like let me just experience it.
Yes. No, that's how it has to be done. I cannot wait to hear because I mean like I could see her loving it because like it's just weird wrestling, you know,
yeah,
but
can't be.
Also I can see her absolutely hating it because it's terrible. Like so, it, I mean the,
well, no, no, no.
The product and the company, you know, whatever are not terrible. It's just It is a level below sitting in a WWE arena. Let's put it that way.
I think that's part of the fun of it, though. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I think maybe we might have.
See, now you're that weird guy who was sitting across from us with his girl the other
day. Definitely. That's me.
At least you won't be screaming like absurdly bad things at
And
people.
An amazingly exciting news. My shirts came in finally. So I get to wear one of my independent wrestling shirts of nobody who's going to be there, but I've got my Bucktails and I've got the Legends of the Hidden Temple, Dalton Castle Peacock shirt. So I'm very excited. I'm not sure what I'm going to wear.
I think if you wear the Young Bucks, you're more like you don't really know what's going on. And if you wear Dalton Castle, you're inviting a level of fan to approach you that I don't think you want to approach you.
So I should just go discreet, wrestling shirt. I almost bought them almost specifically. So
I mean, like the Young Bucks. No, like the Young Bucks one isn't bad.
Yeah,
you know, but the Dalton Castle one, I think, is like, I mean, amazing. I love that dude, and I would buy his shirt too. But at a wrestling event like that, you're inviting people like on another level. You know, who really love Dalton Castle to come approach you, and that's not what you want on a show like that.
Well, we'll see.
You want to get in and get out, you know.
And so hopefully for next week we will have possible feedback from Statwife, and also we'll see if there's anybody at the show who give the Running Wild podcast a minute of their time.
That would be great. You know, we had a blast the last time that we went, and I'm sure you'll enjoy it this time. You know, I'm unfortunately going away this weekend, so I won't be able to be there, but you know, I'm sure you'll keep me in the loop.
Of course. And right before we end, we got a question
on Twitter.
So got an email to the account. Here we go. Who was the youngest competitor to hold a title in the WWE era? So now,
when is the WWE era?
I'm guessing that's from Get the F Out, right?
So what year?
Well, Get the F Out was like 2001, 2002, wasn't it?
So Brock or Orton. Orton beat Benoit.
Brock was the original youngest, and then
Orton beat it.
And then Orton beat it. But now he said, here's the thing that bothers me. Youngest competitor to hold a title.
Like Kenny Dykstra?
Jesus Christ, I might be right. And there's a second question. What match opened WrestleMania 10? I got this one.
Owen and Britt.
When someone says that, you're supposed to allow them to then say that.
Well, you knew it, so I didn't. Like, I figured I would just confirm
okay.
it.
Like, right, I'm sorry about my anger. It's one of the.
No, yeah.
All right, so the
youngest title holder in WWE era. Okay, go ahead.
There's no chance that it's like. Because, okay, so let's assume that he's not. This person's not including NXT. Right? We eliminate NXT because then you creep in like Bayley, Sasha. I think Kenny Dykstra might be the best answer. I don't know if there's anybody that I know that was younger in the WWE era.
See, the world title still says it's Brock, but I don't. Like I was pretty sure that Randy Orton broke that.
Huh.
Because I thought that was the whole point of it. But either way, like
wasn't it because Orton? Wasn't it because Orton won the world heavyweight title and not the world?
I don't know, but maybe. But yeah, that's probably true. But he was 23. When he won the IC title. Oh, wow. But he was number 12 on the youngest list. Get in there. Wow, really? There are people younger than that. That was WWF. That was WWF. Oh, that's not fair.
What? So you got the answer?
Well, I'm looking. Okay. Yeah, I believe I do. Kenny Dykstra is apparently second.
Second to this person?
Uh-huh.
And it's the IC title?
No.
Can you give me the title?
Tag team. Like, we need answers to these questions.
Yeah,
because, like,
yeah,
you know,
that.
Like, we can be, like, it could be Dykstra, it could be this guy, it could be Brock. You know, like, we said everyone, so I don't know which one is correct. Like, we need to know which one you were talking about, please. When you listen to this, let us know next week. Or maybe you could just reply and ask for the answer. But go ahead.
Because it's tag team.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, Hornswoggle was the fourth youngest. That's not even fair. Like,
no, okay. So, like, my ideas off the bat, I'm thinking Kofi Kingston.
No, I don't think you're going to get this.
Really? It's that hard?
It's a little obscure.
And it's WWE era.
2003.
Could it be like one of the Deuce and Domino?
No. Not like super far off though.
I mean, I think I'm kind of stumped, but I don't feel like it's fair because I feel like we gave answers because it wasn't.
See, but I would have never known how young this guy was, though. Like, that's the problem.
I'm just gonna keep guessing names until I get one right. I don't think I'm gonna be accurate. So, what it was, lay it on me,
Rene Dupree.
Son of a bitch. That's right. He was super young when he went. He was like 19. He was 19 years old, wasn't he?
Yeah, like 19 years and something.
When he went over Rob Conway. God damn it.
Or Sylvain Grenier, whichever one.
Oh, I forgot. They're interchangeable to me. I forgot that.
I think it was Grenier because Conway is like the sympathizer.
Yeah, you're right.
God damn it, bastards. So it probably was Rene Dupree. But if we were going singles title, then we were right with Dykstra. If we were going world title, then I don't know. We were right-ish with Brock. Cause...
So that's like 70% right. That's like that's passing in a public school. It's like, like 65 is passing. So like that's passing. We passed.
Yeah. Our parents are proud of us.
You know what? Maybe what we should do is like challenge people to send us the answers at the bottom and more than one question. So like maybe we can do like if we get a best two out of three, we win. But if we, you know, we only get one, we lose.
Well, how about we get one question first, and then we can worry about getting two and three questions.
All right, all right, all right, all right, all right.
Just send us anything you want, people. Any amount of questions and answers that you feel necessary.
Yeah.
You have our permission.
Just, you unless, know what, do us a favor.
Unless, of course, you hail from the dreaded state of South Dakota.
Oh, no. Then screw you guys. As you know, we don't like South Dakota. The one thing I will ask, I know this is kind of picky, but if you could, when you send us the question, if you could just like hit return a couple times, just so that the answer is at the bottom. Is that asking too much? Am I being picky
send
here?
Send us another email and say answer. Like, you know, do something.
Come on. Why not? Why not? You guys got the time. The emails are free. Just send it to us.
Maybe just respond and say, okay, we answered it. Now, can you tell us what answer you were looking for?
Yeah. All right.
I'll do
that.
More specific.
All right, I will. And we'll update you guys next week.
Yeah, because everyone listening cares that we're right or wrong.
All right. Other than the people in South Dakota, which this podcast is vehemently against.
Yeah, we're not too sweet for you.
We wanted to remind you guys to send your emails over to runningwildpodcast@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, runningwildLWOS. You can listen to us on iTunes under our own channel. You can listen to us under the Wrestling to the Max Network. You can also visit them on their Facebook page. You can listen to us on the Last Word on Radio channel on iTunes. You can read my stuff over at Last Word on Sports under the Wrestling tab. The site has been completely redesigned, so it's actually much easier to get to the Wrestling tab this time around. And with that, I'll remind you guys that you have been listening to the podcast that is just too
sweet.